Jesus. So I request to you tonight that you breathe upon us, Holy God. Hallelujah. What a mighty serve saints. Angel bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
Oh, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. He's mighty in battle. He's mighty in our defense. He's mighty in our victory. He's mighty in our healing. He's a God of might and power. And so tonight I just want to exalt his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know,
Oh, Jesus.
the words of this song has been keeping me. It's one of those songs that we used to sing long time ago. We still sing it now, but it was more prevalent. It says, God mercy kept me and I wouldn't let go. And I'm here today. Hallelujah. Just because of his love. And I want to add, just because of his blood, just because of his grace, he kept us. Hallelujah. And tonight we can exalt his name, mighty God. And as I am sharing
Hallelujah.
of this song, another came to me. He made a way. Has he made a way for you tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Bless
Hallelujah.
the Lord.
Jesus is some
Hallelujah.
when our back was against the wall and it seems as if it was over. How many times had it seemed to you as if it was over?
My
Hallelujah.
God.
But he made a way. And tonight we just want to exalt his name. We want to praise him. And as Sister Camille pray, breathe your breath upon us. Breathe your name upon us as we go into prayer tonight. Let us be reminded. Minded that he's a God who breathe, hallelujah, upon us, upon every situation concerning us. And from the moment his breath, hallelujah, Jesus, it comes in contact with anything concerning us, there must be a shift, there must be a change, mighty God, and then victory shall be our portion. So as we put our petition to him tonight, let us be reminded that victory belongs to Jesus. And not does only does victory belong to him, but you belong to him, Sister Camille. You belong to him, Brother Scott. You belong to him, Sister Nadine. Sister Terry, you belong. Hallelujah to Jesus, our Lord. We belong to him tonight. And so what
Amen.
our petition is, we're gonna take it to him. And we know as we wait in great anticipation that he's gonna answer us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, saints. We thank him for another opportunity that we can come together, hallelujah, as brethren to seek his face, to worship him, and to exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, I will invite Deacon Scott to lead us into a time of devotion. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Indeed, he is worthy to be praised. We bless the Lord at all times, my God. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. We
Amen.
just want to exalt him on this platform tonight. We just want to make our space be a space of worship. We just want to make our space be one of exaltation, where we lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the
Praise
conquering lion of the tribe of Judah that breaks every chain. Hallelujah. I don't know about you this evening, but I
Jesus.
know that I have some chains that I need to be broken in the name of Jesus.
In
I know
the
that I have some battles to be won. I know that I still have some fighting spirit in
Mighty.
me. Hallelujah. Comes what may, though the ship may be battered, though the sails may be torn, I know that I still have some fighting spirit
Hallelujah.
live inside of me. I don't know about you this evening, but we're here gathered in his presence to glorify his name, to worship him, to praise him. So we just saturate this platform with some praise and some glory
Hallelujah.
this evening, because
Hallelujah.
he has been good to us.
Jesus,
Even when our backs are against the wall and we
the
feel as if
one.
there is nothing going forward, we know that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he is fighting our battles for us. And we just want to glorify him.
Amen.
We just want to
Hallelujah.
exalt his name on high
Hallelujah.
this evening.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We just want to saturate this
Hallelujah.
place with His Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And so this evening, I want to welcome you to another prayer meeting night, another worship night. Amen. Where we come to sharpen ourselves in the word of Almighty God, where we come to encourage each other to keep on keeping on. Amen. I know the battle at times may be rough, going may be tough, but we still find our anchor. Hallelujah. Our anchor still holds and grips the rock. Amen. The rock is Jesus this evening.
Praise God.
You know, so as we come, we just want to just empty ourselves before Almighty God. We just want to concentrate on Him and just worship Him. We just want to bow down in His presence. The 24 elders in Revelation bow down and cast their crown at His feet. We just want to cross our crown at His feet this evening. We just want to worship Him. We just want to lift up holy hands. And we just want to exalt His name and I to give Him all the praise. He deserves it all. We didn't have to be here. We didn't have to be here this evening. We could have been otherwise minded. It's because
Amen.
Of His grace and His mercy while we are not consumed.
Yes.
Worthy is His name. We exalt
Yes.
Him above all
Yes.
else, despite what we may feel this evening, despite our circumstances and our situation. We're
right.
going to praise Him anyhow. We're
going
to sing out a song of praise unto the King of Kings and the
Hallelujah.
Lord of Lords. We're going to let Him inhabit our praises this
Hallelujah.
evening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He
inhabit
the praises of His people.
Hallelujah.
And He will inhabit our praise this evening.
Hallelujah.
We want to give Him our all, not just a part. We just want to cast
Hallelujah.
Our all at His feet.
Jesus.
Everything that is in us, we just lay it at the feet of Jesus Christ, even now.
Amen.
We just want to concentrate on Him and just worship. hallelujah. Just worship the King of Kings this evening, the Lord of Lords this evening.
Amen.
He is good and He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And so, in welcoming, we just want to welcome the Spirit of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Among us this evening, just want to say welcome, Holy Spirit. We just want to welcome Him to tabernacle among His people, because we know that when He shows up, the atmosphere changes.
Amen.
When He shows up, the tempter's power is broken. When He shows up, the gloomy clouds are gone. When He shows up, something remains with us that no one can ever discount.
Mighty God,
King of Kings
hallelujah.
Has inhabited the praises of His people. The King of Kings has taken root in our life. And so there's no secret what God can do this evening. What He has done for others is due for you.
Hallelujah.
With arms wide open, He'll pardon you.
Hallelujah.
It's no secret what He can do this evening. So whatever burden, whatever weight, whatever we carry this evening, we're just going to make wherever we are an altar. Hallelujah. We're just going to make it an altar where we just lay every burden down, where we just cast our cares upon Him, because we know that He cares for us when we look to Him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, despise, hallelujah, despise the cross, endure the cross, and is now set down at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. Amen. And so this evening we know that we are worshiping a God that is alive and well, one that is intimately involved in the life of His people. And we just want to just cast everything upon Him, because we know that when we come into His presence, He is here to refresh us. Amen. Amen. So briefly,
Jesus,
as we're in the spirit of praise, you know, I know that we are gathered as a group, and everyone here has a different, what do you call it now, different seasons. We're going through different seasons in life.
Yeah.
Some of us may be in a season of praise. Some of us may be in a season of waiting. Some of us may be in a season of pain. Some of us may be in a season of transformation. Something, some seasons that you're in. And so I think about this group this evening, I realize that looking at all the mixtures that we would have. I just want to encourage you for devotion this evening from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. It said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God the Father, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increase strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they," hallelujah, "they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up," my God, my God, "they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Hallelujah. That's enough this evening to give God glory. That's enough to give him praise. They that wait upon him shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. Remain steadfast. We are called as a people to remain steadfast as we wait. Remain centered, leaning on Jesus as we wait. Get our strength, our joy comes from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Most of us most of us don't have to struggle to start anything. It's always easy sometimes to start something. But the struggle that we have is to endure and to carry what we started to the end. It's easy to have our New Year's resolution where you say, okay, this New Year's, I have a plan. I have a strategy that I'm going to use to get some promotion in my job, or to lose weight, or to gain weight. I'm going to get, I have a strategy that I'm going to save to buy a car or buy something that I can use, and it's easy to start it. It's easy to even have the plans of it, starting it and whatever, but to carry it through, to endure it, to where the fruit, where you get the fruit from it, is where we struggle with.
Yes.
But the scripture says, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength."
Michael.
We have all the plans, we take all the first steps. Mm-hmm. But things start to slow down when the prayer that we have prayed in the beginning, when we realize that possibly it's not answering the way we want it to answer. Amen. When life feels stuck or uncertain, and our faith may get tested, we start to drift along the path, instead of waiting on Jesus, instead of letting him direct our path as we push our way through, we easily will get discomforted and want to lay it all down and to just turn back, to where we have started. But strengthen ourselves this evening, they that wait on the Lord. Amen. Isaiah, in this passage, he was speaking to people who were exactly like we are. They were tired, possibly more tired than even us. They were tired. They were discouraged. They were wondering if God has forgotten them. How many that some season in life, you're really wondering if God has forgotten you. You're really saying, "Oh God, here I am." You're blessing others. Oh, bless me, Jesus. Blessing others. Oh, bless me. Pass me not, oh gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. How many of you have reached that stage in a life when you believe that blessing is passing you and nothing is sticking by with you? And it's easy to get discouraged at that moment because you realize that Even though you are in the process of waiting, but you're wondering when that process will come to an end, when you will actually reap what you have sown, when you'll actually get the joy from what you have toiled over the period. Amen. But in this passage, God reminds them of two things. You know, as you look at it, he reminds them who he is. He reminds them of who he is, who he God is, and what he does. You know, who he is and what he does. Amen. First, he said that the Lord is the Lord. The Lord is the everlasting God. Yes, he mentioned it, that he's the everlasting God. God is not in a hurry. You know, he's not bound by our timelines. He's everlasting God. He's not in a hurry. He sees the beginning from the very end. Amen? He sees the beginning from the very end. What feels like delay to us is not delay to him. You know, we may feel like we are in a season of delay. You know, we may feel like we are, like God is late. But what if it is we that are early? You know, we may feel like he's late, but what if we are early? You know, what if we are the one that are actually rushing past our process in time? You know, and we don't want to be Christians that are carbined. Have you ever seen a mango on a tree? It may have all the signs of being ripe, but when you take it down from the tree, when you pick it, it's not ripe, but they call it sunburn. You know, the sun burn it and it look like it mature and full, but it's not. We don't want to be no sunburned Christians. We want to go through the full course of it, so that when testing time comes, we can come forth as pure gold. We won't be pushed aside. You know, we have reached. We have stamped of approval on us. Amen. The second part that God wants to show us, not only that he is God, but he wants to show us that what he does. You know, he gives strength. He said that he gives strength to the weary. God is not just expect endurance. He supplies it. He supplies us with endurance. He meets us in our weakness. Amen. And that's beautiful to know. You know, then he comes with the promise. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Those that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You know, and when we look at that word hope there, it does not mean wishful thinking. It's not wishful thinking. It means trust. It means active. Stubborn trust is a stubborn trust. You ever meet anything that is stubborn yet, or anybody that is stubborn? You ever meet a donkey that don't decide to move, but he decides to just stay still? And no matter what you do, you could whip him or you could do anything with him. Look at the one that Balaam, that Balak, Balaam was riding and stuff. Oh, stubborn. When he saw the angel in the way, he was so stubborn. No matter what Balak could do, he's not moving. Amen. So we want to have that stubborn trust that nothing can move it. A stubborn trust that stay anchored to the to the man Christ Jesus. You know, a stubborn trust that choose to believe that God is at work, even when we can't see it. We are believing that he's at work. So when we come tonight to pray, we know exactly who we're calling out to. A God that is always at work. And we're going to come to him with a stubborn faith. One that shines even when we see no light. A faith that is so anchored, so gripped to the solid rock. We want to come to him with that faith, that holds. Amen. So that when we call out to him tonight, we know that he answers and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we know that as we call out to him, something In the supernatural will shift. We're going to have some uncommon. You hear what I say? We're going to have some uncommon breakthroughs in our life as we prepare to pray tonight. We're going to have some uncommon growth.
My God.
Hallelujah. We're going to have some uncommon growth, something that we did not expect.
Jesus.
You know, the type of faith that we're going to put in to prayer tonight is one that moves mountains. Hallelujah. It's not a faith that we're going to say we're going to expect a red book at the end of the journey, but it's one that is say we're going to open to what God has in store for us. Because sometimes when we put something that we hope to achieve at the end, we often shortchange ourselves. We can be praying some small prayer and say we want $1,000. But maybe God is saying that we want millions. He have millions in store for us.
Amen.
But we put a cap. Tonight when we come, we are not going to put any cap on the blessing that God has in store for us. You know, we're not going to come and say, God, we have a pain in our knee and we're praying for you to heal our knee. What if God wants to heal your whole body or to heal your whole nation? What if God wants to pour out an extraordinary blessing upon us? We're not going to put any cap on what God can do tonight. We're going to expand our borders. In the name of Jesus, we're going to expand our borders. Hallelujah. We're worshiping a God that is more than enough, is more than enough to sustain and to carry us through whatever we are going through. You're praying maybe for a promotion at your job, but what if God wants to give you the whole company?
My God.
You know, you're praying maybe for a car, but what if God wants to give you a car mart? You know, you're praying maybe for food in a cupboard. What if God wants to give you a 1-year supply of food in abundance? We're putting no cap on what our God can do tonight. We're opening up the borders. We're taking off every boundaries, every limitation that we have placed on him. We're removing it because our God is more than enough. Hallelujah. Yes, there's a ram in the ticket. Our Jehovah Jireh still provide. There's a ram in the ticket tonight. And we know, hallelujah, that our God is one of abundance. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I feel a move, a shift upon this platform tonight. And I know something is going to happen tonight. I know some storm clouds are going to roll away because you will see the sunshine. You will see the sunshine again. You may live it. You may be in a season of constant rainfall. You may be in a season of constant gloom and darkness, but you will see the sun shining again. Hallelujah. You will soar on wings like eagles. You will run and you will not be weary. You will walk and you will not faint. How much more, hallelujah, how much more can God do for you tonight when he say you will run and you will not grow weary? Many a times, as soon as we go around the field 2 times or 3 times, we start to become so weary and dreary. But he's saying in his word that you will run and you will not be weary. How many times you have been walking and your feet feel as if it's falling off because you get so tired, but he said you will walk and you will not faint.
My God.
Hallelujah. Many of us love the part, the soaring part, where we will soar up with wings as eagle. Hallelujah. That's the breakthrough right there when we will soar up with wings as eagle. That's the breakthrough. That's the answered prayer. That's the visible victory. But most of life is actually in the last line where he said, you will walk and not faint.
Faint. Hallelujah.
We want the soaring part where we soar up like with wings as eagles. But first we have to learn how to walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, how to wait. Teach me, Lord, how to walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, how to hold on to the hem of your garment. Teach me, Lord, to look at you while I follow you through and through.
Mighty God.
I want to open up some faith on this line tonight. I want to open up some faith. I want to stand with you in faith tonight. I want us to stand together in faith tonight, believing that when we shall leave this prayer meeting tonight, there will be a shift in the atmosphere. There will be some earthquake shaking. Hallelujah. There will be some hurricane waiting. We'll be soak. Yes, in the arms of sweet deliverance.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God. Stay connected. We are staying connected to the vine tonight. And we're going to keep showing up, comes what may. And we're going to keep trusting his character. Even when we don't understand his timing, we're going to keep trusting his character. Hallelujah. Even when we wait, we're going to still wait with expectancy, knowing that our God hasn't parked us. We are still in drive.
My God.
We are not yet parked. We are not parked. We are still in drive. It may feel as if we are waiting, but our waiting is not stagnant. Our waiting is not like any second water by the wayside, but our waiting is running like river. Our waiting is flowing like river. Our waiting, hallelujah, is active waiting. It's not a passive waiting where we just stay one place, but we're waiting actively. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a difference there. Many people may look at waiting as just staying one place, but as a Christian wait, as we wait, we don't wait passive. We don't wait being at one place, but we're going to climb up Jacob's ladder anyhow. Every ram get higher. We're going to still climb up. We're going to still reach forward. We're going to still press our way through. We're going to still read our Bible. We're going to still pray every day so that we can grow. So while we wait, is not sitting idle by, not doing anything, but we're doing something, because we know that our wait, hallelujah, in Jesus is not stagnant. Because what happened when you start to when your wait becomes stagnant, you're going to start you ever seen the stagnant water by the wayside? And then after a while, it's going to start have morass at the top, and it start to have some sediment at the top there. We don't want that. It's going to start look obnoxious. It's going to start look disgusting. And that's where now you'd find it complaining Christians. Nothing now go on for me. Me just a dear father. Me just a wait to go on. You know, no. That's when they become stagnated. We don't want the stagnated. You hear what Paul said to young Timothy, stir up the gift that the Lord has stirred up. So we want something stirred up inside of us even while we wait. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, bless. I want to encourage you tonight.
Hallelujah.
I want to encourage you tonight. If you feel tired tonight, you're actually in the place. Hallelujah. You're actually in the exact place where God promised to meet you.
My God.
You know, if you feel tired, you're actually in the exact place where God promised to meet you. You don't need to fake strength. Oh. You know, you don't need to fake strength. You know, just bring your weakness to him. Just come weak as you are, tired as you are. Just come to him, waiting. Is not wasted when it is placed in God's hand. Your waiting is not wasted when you placed it in the Master's hand. Amen. Yes, so be strong tonight as we pray. Be strong tonight as we believe with each other. Be strong tonight as we encourage each other. Be strong. Be strong. You know, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Anything that holds you down,
Mighty God.
I just pray a release over this line tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, I just pray a release over this line. Anything that is holding you down, anything that is causing you not to get the breakthrough that you're needing, I speak release
The
over this
name,
line
name of
tonight, in the
Jesus.
name of Jesus. Lord, I pray
Hallelujah.
that you will take control of your people even now. Take control of our minds, mighty God. Let our thoughts, mighty God, be healthy. Let our minds, Lord God, be open up to your will. Let our entire vocation, our entire heart lean to you, mighty God. Because,
Oh,
mighty God, we want you to take us through and through. We want to remain in the hollow palm of your hand. And so tonight, mighty God, I pray that you will be with us on this platform. I pray that you will be with our moderator, mighty God, as she leads. I pray, Lord God, that you will open the spiritual vocabulary of your people that as they intercede, oh God, it will come up. Whoa, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it will come up in a clear channel. I pray, mighty God, that you will open up every transition, oh God, to glory even now. Let there be no scrambling. Oh God, in the line, but mighty God, let there be clearance. Oh God, well tune. I pray, God, that you will fine tune our hearts even now, so that as we tune into heaven, there will be no latency on the line, mighty God, but it will be a clear communication to glory, and that your spirit will come and dwell among your people, mighty God. I pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes, Lord God, that you will cleanse us inside out, forgive us our trespasses and our sins. I pray, mighty God, that our hearts will be at one place tonight. It will be unified, mighty God, so that you can bless us, mighty God. I pray, God, that everything will be lined up to you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord, I feel a release even now among your people, mighty God. I pray, Lord God, that it will be a free platform where it will be judgment free, mighty God, that none will come to judge one another, but we will come expecting a mighty
Jesus.
Move from you, mighty God. I
In
pray that
Jesus.
Our mindset will be right, Lord. We will be the right soil for a mighty breakthrough and a deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that we will see you as you are tonight, high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Mighty God, let there be a release on this platform.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Something more, mighty God, than our yesterday. Something more, Lord God, as we cry out to you. Something more, mighty God, for the journey ahead. Something more, Lord. Release, Lord, upon this platform tonight.
Yes,
let
Lord.
There be a shaking.
In
let
the
there be
mighty
set
name of
adjustment.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. From leadership right down.
In
Right through,
Jesus'
mighty God, I
mighty
pray
name.
That your Holy Spirit will flow. Oh, trust, Lord. Yes, mighty God, cleanse our heart, forgive us for our sins and our trespasses, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not from thy presence, oh God, but uphold us with your spirit of righteousness. Cause us, mighty God, yes, Lord, to flourish in this season of prayer, because we have some requests that must be met, mighty God. Some requests that we are tired of it, Lord. We are tired of being tired. And
yes, Lord.
We are almighty God. We become desperate. Yes, mighty God. Because we are pressing.
Jesus.
We're pressing, Lord. And we know, Lord, that something good will come forth from our waiting. And
yes,
so remember, Lord,
Lord,
everybody
Jesus.
On this platform, I just commit them into your care. And I pray,
yes.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will take over even now. Be thou glorified as we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In
Jesus'
mighty name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now turn over.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
to
Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Elder Edwards.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. I feel a burning in my spirit And no, I just want to, there
Oh.
is a burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, mighty God. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be praised. Just begin to praise him, people of God. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to praise him in your space. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to entertain the King of Kings. Just begin to entertain the Lord of Lords. Just begin to entertain the Holy Spirit. He's among us. I can feel him moving in situations. I can feel him moving into empty places. Even now, I can feel him delivering somebody on this line tonight. I can feel him moving. Yes, 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 yes. I can feel him moving all over this platform tonight. I can feel him moving. Hallelujah. Open up your space. Open up your space to him. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. He is the King of Glory. Open up your hearts to the King of Glory tonight. Open up your spirit to the King of Glory tonight. Let the King of Glory come.
Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. Thank
Let
you,
the
Lord,
King of Glory
for
comes
showing
in
up
tonight.
for me. Thank
Let
you,
the King of Glory comes in
Jesus. I
tonight.
thank you
He's
tonight.
knocking.
Hallelujah. I thank
He's
you,
knocking.
Lord
He's knocking.
Jesus. Great are you, Lord. I thank
Let the
you.
King of Glory
Great is
comes
to be
in
praised,
tonight.
mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is to do
Hallelujah,
well.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We just praise him. And we just exalt
Jesus.
his name together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah. How about you, Elder
to God.
Peter?
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus tonight.
Jesus.
God bless your man of God. I pray that he will pour back into you even as you pour into the hearts of his people tonight. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. All glory to your name, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. That they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. How many of us want to join with me tonight? Say, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that he will show up. He's going. Oh, up, hallelujah. And so we can say we don't mind waiting. And when we wait, we shall get renewed strength. Hallelujah. So let us wait on the Lord tonight. All glory to his name, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let me join with Deacon in welcoming each person who is on the line tonight. And let us not look at the numbers, mighty God. Let us not look at the numbers because the word of God tells us where two or three are gathered, touching anything concerning us, concerning him. He's in the midst. Hallelujah. And not only is he in the midst, but he's in the midst to bless us. And so tonight, let us just receive our blessing from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Tamoya will be leading us into a time of prayer. Mighty God. And as I hand over to Sister Tamoya, I just want to remind us that there's no limit when it comes to God, mighty God. There's no boundary. There is increase. Hallelujah. And there is enlarged territories. So as we put our request to him tonight, let us remember who he is and whose we are in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Over to you, Sister Tamoya. Great.
Okay. Bless the Lord.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Good
Hi,
night.
Sister Tamaya.
How are we feeling? Are we in the mood to
Hallelujah.
get naked before God tonight?
My God. Hallelujah. Yes,
I am
sis.
in that mood tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I just
Amen.
feel
God.
like being naked before God.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Completely open, wide open.
My
And
God.
we're going
My
to
God.
seek him tonight like we've never sought him before. My
Oh, Jesus.
You know, the scripture said, trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. There's so much things that we don't understand, but we need to just trust. That is
Yes.
the that the, our trust in God is what is going to make the difference tonight. And so before we begin, We know the importance of consecration. So the first thing we're going to do is go into prayer for consecration. And I'm going to ask Sister Camille to do that one for us. You know, Romans 12, verse 1 says, it calls us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We just finished that in Bible study on Saturday, last week. And it is so much, there's so much to gain from it. Not some part of our bodies, not some part of our lives. Everything we need to lay down
Hallelujah.
before Him. Sister Camille, can you take us to the throne of grace, please?
When I put my faith on water, whether or not I feel it, I'm choosing to believe that you are here. I'm gonna have a testimony of how you brought me through the night. But even in the middle, I'm singing, my God, this is what a miracle feels like. The most beautiful stories come from all the broken times. So don't lose your heart, hallelujah. This is what a miracle feels like. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Don't need to know the end, just need to know you're in. With me, whether up or down, I see the enemy. It doesn't mean defeat, cause I know that I'm surrounded. Whether or not I see it, I'm choosing to believe that you are here.
Hey.
I'm gonna have a testimony of how you brought me through the night. But even in the middle, I'm saying, my God, this is what a miracle feels like. The most beautiful stories come from all the broken times. So don't lose your heart, hallelujah. This is what a miracle feels like. Got me in the middle of a miracle. I'm not who I was. Look how far I've come. And I know God's not done. He's got me in the middle of a miracle. It may not look like much, nowhere near enough, but I
Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody else believe tonight that he's got us in the middle of a miracle?
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God. He
My
said,
God.
I don't care
Hallelujah.
what it looks like.
Yes.
It don't matter how it looks tonight. Whatever the situation, whatever care, whatever worry, whatever concern we have tonight,
Thank
it
you.
no matter how it look, we are in the middle of a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Sister Camille, can you cover us in, with a prayer of consecration?
In the middle of a miracle. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God Almighty. We come before you tonight, mighty God. We
Jesus.
honor you with our whole hearts. We honor you with our minds, with our spirits, with our body. Jesus Christ, as we come before you tonight, we pray that you will strip us. We pray that you will
Yes.
empty us, God,
Yes,
of every
Lord.
facade, of every pretense, of every role play, Lord God Almighty.
Oh
We
God.
want to be naked before you tonight,
Oh
Lord. We
Jesus.
want to lay ourselves prostrate at the altar, Lord.
Oh
We don't want
Jesus.
Jesus Christ to be fancy with our words, Lord.
My
We
God,
want
my
to be
God.
broken before you, Lord Jesus.
Oh
We want to give you
Jesus.
our hearts, Lord God Almighty, and
Mighty
ask that
God,
your fire will
Jesus.
rest upon us, Lord.
Oh
Will you burn
Jesus.
us, oh God Almighty? Will you
Oh
purify us?
Jesus.
Will you purge us, God Almighty?
Oh
Will you
Jesus.
sanctify us, mighty God? We
Hallelujah.
are falling short. Lord, what we
Hallelujah.
desire tonight is not a show.
Oh
What we desire
Jesus.
tonight is intimacy, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
God Almighty.
Oh
Hallelujah. From
Jesus.
Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
pretends and bring us into your
Oh
secret place
Jesus.
where we can dwell in your presence, Lord God.
Lord.
We don't want the fire without the presence, Lord. We don't
Oh
want the manifestation
Jesus.
without your presence, Lord. We
Oh
don't want,
my
God
God,
Almighty, a
my God,
revival
my
without
God.
your presence, Lord. But
Yeah.
we
My
deeply
God, my
crave of
God,
is
my
your
God.
presence. And we know, Lord God Almighty, that for us to enter into your
Yes,
presence, we need
Lord.
to be clean. So, Father God, we
Yes,
pray
mighty
that you will
God.
wash us, mighty God.
Oh
Wash us,
Jesus.
God Almighty, of
Oh
everything that is
Jesus.
not of you, every bitterness, every unforgiveness, Jesus
Yes,
Christ,
Lord.
every evil thought, Lord God
Mighty
Almighty,
God. Oh
Jesus,
Jesus.
every gossiping
Jesus,
tongue, every slanderous
Jesus.
word that flowed out
Yes,
of our
Lord.
spirit, Jesus, forgive us, Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Cleanse us with your blood, Almighty God.
Thank you,
Purify
Jesus.
us, God. Take, oh God
Thank you,
Almighty, this
Jesus.
heart and give us a new one, mighty God. Create in us
Oh,
clean hearts,
Jesus.
Lord God, and restore unto us, God Almighty, the
Jesus.
joy of your salvation. We pray tonight, God, that if there's
Oh,
anything that is in the
Jesus.
way, any pride, oh God Almighty, anything
Oh, God. Oh,
that we
God.
place above you, Lord, that we place above becoming intimate with you, Jesus.
Oh,
We pray
Jesus.
that every idol will be exposed and removed in the
Oh,
mighty name
Jesus,
of
in the name
Jesus.
of
God, we welcome
Jesus.
you into our hearts. The songman says, saturate me with your
Oh,
anointing,
Jesus.
saturate me
Yes,
with
Lord.
your presence, mighty
Oh,
Lord. Have more of
Jesus.
you,
Lord.
Jesus. I
More
pray
of
that you
you,
will cause
mighty
the
God.
flesh to decrease, Lord God,
Oh,
that the
Jesus.
spirit
Yes,
of God will
Lord.
increase within us.
Thank you,
In the name
Jesus.
of Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
Lord, let
Jesus.
your anointed flow freely upon this platform.
Hallelujah.
Let it cleanse, Lord God. Let it purify.
Hallelujah.
I stand in the gap for every member, those who are represented and those who are not on the
Jesus.
platform. God, give us a
Oh,
washing.
Jesus.
Give us a
Jesus.
purging. Give us a cleansing,
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus. Mighty
Purify
God.
us, Holy
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Let your fire, oh God,
Hallelujah.
rest upon us, Jesus, and remove
Oh,
every
Jesus.
residue, God Almighty, that does not
Oh,
identify with
Jesus.
your holy presence, with your
My
spirit.
God.
In the name of Jesus, as we come, Lord, may tonight never be the same, mighty God.
Oh,
Our
God.
lives, oh God, be
Yeah.
transformed because we have
Oh,
come in contact with
God.
you, Lord.
Oh, we don't want a form of godliness, Lord, and denying the power thereof.
Oh,
But we
my
seek
God.
after the real, authentic God, the
My
God of
God.
our
Hallelujah.
salvation, the God who is, who was, and
Oh,
still is to come, the
Jesus.
God who is yesterday, today, and forever, the God
My
who,
God.
oh God Almighty,
Hallelujah.
sits high and look low, the God who delivers your people, the God who washes and purifies, mighty God. We pray that you
Jesus,
will help us to live a
Jesus,
consecrated life. Oh God, may we fall before you
Jesus.
tonight, oh God, giving you our hearts, Lord, for what it is,
Yeah.
asking you to work upon it, Lord God. And as we come before you, Lord Jesus, we pray that our spirits will come in alignment, that we may offer true, authentic worship. Worship, oh God Almighty, that comes up
Yes,
as a
Lord.
sweet-smelling savor in spirit and in truth, oh God, that you may sit in the midst and you may absorb our worship. It will come up like a fragrance before you, God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, and you will be pleased tonight in the name of
Oh
Jesus.
God,
Usher us,
Jesus.
God, into a heart of worship. Give us utterance tonight.
In the name.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our words will fail, oh God, when we try to describe who you are. But we ask the divine Holy Spirit to grant us utterance, that we may be able, God, to offer you worship that you will be
Hallelujah.
satisfied with, in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, for hearing us, Almighty God. Thank you for
Jesus.
answering our cry. Thank you that we are cleansed, we are forgiven, and we are free to walk in liberty and to worship, mighty God, in
Oh God,
Jesus' mighty
Jesus.
name.
My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Camille. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
We bless the So, Exodus 13. Exodus 18, verses 13 to 23. It reminds us of Moses and Jethro, when Moses was trying to do everything by himself, and his father-in-law had to come and remind him that you're going to wear yourself out. You have to assign leaders, different groups to assist you. And in today's society, on our platform tonight, it is pretty much the same. Our leaders, they can't do everything by themselves. As members, we have to step in. We are not just called to a place that we just sit. We are constantly requiring milk, as Brother Scott would have told us in one of his teachings. I'm reminded. You know, we have, at some point, we're going to have to start heating food. We are called to be disciples, so we have to call people to Christ. And I know that sometimes we are busy, we are caught up with other stuff, but let us make it our duty. Let us be intentional about carrying out the work of God, because it is the most important work we'll ever do on this earth
Yes.
in our life. And
Yes.
it's not a swap team. We're not swapping anything with God,
Amen.
because we cannot do anything to please him. But we have to develop a heart for those who are lost.
Oh God.
Even now, we look and we see a lot of us, we are not on tonight, and we wonder what's happening with our brothers and sisters.
Oh God.
We have to get down, we have to reach them somehow, some way. You know, sometimes it's not just, sometimes the devil fight me, you know, Bridget. We know that. Sometimes even going to church, Sunday I was going to church, and I remember I was late, and for some reason I'm habitually late for church. And I felt so uncomfortable, I felt like turning back.
And I had to start encouraging myself. I said, God,
My
I'm going
God.
to go. Late, I'm going to go. Depressed, I'm going to go. Heartbroken, I'm going to go.
My
Even
God.
if I have to draw a limit, I'm going to go. I'm going to stand. I'm going to do
Oh,
what I have to do.
Jesus.
Because the enemy now will stop. Brethren, we have to encourage ourselves. We have to
Yes.
stand. In that we have to be our brother's keeper. We have to stand in the
My
gap for
God.
each
Oh,
other,
God.
for our leaders.
Yes.
So tonight, our next prayer point is going to be for our leaders in the church, our leaders on the jobs, our leaders in the countries, worldwide, because the world is in chaos. And of course, we expect it because it's the word of God fulfilling. But nonetheless, we are going to stand in the gap.
Oh,
Because there
God.
we know that there is nothing that God cannot do. And first, I am going to apologize. I should have done this from the beginning. I didn't get a chance to call on person to ask them to do prepare for prayer. So I'm just gonna be calling on persons randomly. All right. So is Sister Edda still on? Sister Edda.
No, I don't see her here, sis.
Because I'm not seeing anything from my end currently. Oh, okay, I got it now. Sister Pamela, good night. Can you do the prayer for our leaders tonight, please, sis?
Okay, hallelujah. Good night, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night. Lord, we worship you. Heavenly Father, we worship you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
God, we honor you. Father, we give you alone, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due, Almighty God. There is
Yes,
none like you,
Lord.
none that can compare it to you. And so tonight, God, as we come before you, we lift up your holy name, the name
Yes,
that is
Lord.
above all name, the name that makes demons tremble, the name
Done.
that offended enemy, Almighty God, that powerful name. And so, God, as we come before you tonight, I pray in the name of Jesus that
Yes,
God,
Lord.
your presence will be in us, will be with us right now. I pray, oh God, that the anointing, that your Holy Spirit will be among us in the name of
Hallelujah.
Lord,
Jesus.
in Jesus' name.
Father, whatsoever that is in us that is not with you, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that Lord, you will remove it, that
Oh,
God, you
God.
will remove it so that God, we can come before you with a clean and a pure heart. I pray in the name of Jesus
Jesus,
that as
Almighty
we
name.
come before you, Almighty God, we don't just come, but we come with the power and the authority, Almighty God, for this
Yes, Lord.
ministry. We declare in the name of Jesus that God,
Jesus is my
this is your house. This is your place.
Oh,
This
yes.
ministry, Almighty God, belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
It
Yes,
was ordained
Lord.
by you through your servant. And Lord Jesus, as we come before you, Almighty God, I lift, Almighty God, I
Jesus.
place before you, Almighty God,
Jesus.
our leaders. God, it's not easy.
Hallelujah.
It's not easy, Almighty God, but we lift them before you. We lift them before you,
In the
Almighty
name of
God. Father
Jesus.
God, these are your chosen. These are your chosen who you have placed to lead your people, Almighty God. And I know, God, it's not easy. The enemy will attack them left
Jesus.
or right because they don't want your work to go on. But we stand in authority.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We stand in authority. That God, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus,
My God,
Jesus.
my God.
No weapon
In
from
the
the
name
name of
of
Jesus.
my God.
No weapon that is Jesus'
Hallelujah.
mighty
Mighty name.
or leaders, Almighty God. It will not succeed.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
It will not succeed.
I cannot
The
Jesus.
enemy knows, Lord. He knows that his
Jesus.
time is running out. He knows that
Jesus.
his time is running out. And he's going to come attack. He's going to
Oh,
come with different
mighty
strategy.
God,
God,
because we are
you
daughter.
are on your knees, Almighty God.
Yes,
Therefore,
Lord.
Our knees are our weapon, and so God, we cry out for mercy.
In Jesus' name.
Prayer of mercy.
Hallelujah.
Cover our leaders.
Jesus.
Cover Sister Terry in the name
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Sister Nadine.
The name of Jesus.
Brother Scott, God, we praise you. They belong to you.
In the name of Jesus.
And I know that God, when we can reach them, Almighty God, they will come and attack the people closest to them, especially the family.
Oh, Jesus.
Mighty God.
Father, cover
my
them under your blood,
God.
The blood, the blood, the blood.
Yes, Lord, the blood.
Jesus, Jesus,
oh God,
Jesus,
oh God, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, oh God. Yes. We worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
worship
you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have been doing in this ministry. We thank you for what you're going to do, continue to do.
The enemy wants
to feel so overwhelmed. The enemy wants us to feel so tired and feel like we're trying.
Yes.
Emotionally, physically, you allow so many tasks to come before us, Almighty God.
Oh my God.
God, we look to you and we pray, Almighty God, that Lord, you will grant them the strength to push, Almighty God, because your work must go on.
Yes, Lord.
Go on.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. God, I pray their health. I pray for their mental state, Almighty God. I pray for their
mind,
Almighty God. I pray their spiritual strength. I pray, oh God, that you will pour on them that discerning spirit.
Hallelujah.
Spirit, Almighty God. Where to attack, how to attack, when to attack, and to see
the Lord
coming and know how to blast it back to the pit of hell. Because, God, your work must go on. Father,
thank you, Jesus.
Cover your people, Almighty God, as they lead us. Grant them the strength, help them to be focused and not to be distracted by what is happening around the world, what is happening in the home, what is happening in the school, in the workplace, wherever the office is, Almighty God, wherever. I pray, oh God, that they will stay focused and not be distracted.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy will come with all kinds of things to distract them. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will stand their ground. Stand on the solid rock, which is you.
Hallelujah.
Father, just be with each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
Cover this ministry. Cover
yes,
every
Lord.
Almighty God. Have your way. Have
yes.
your way. Have your way, Almighty
Thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cover to you. And no other, you Lord, and no other.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We worship you. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Lord, oh, I praise more worship you.
Hallelujah, we worship you tonight.
Oh, for grace.
We lift you up tonight, God. You are King of all. Lord, for Lord, there is nothing, no one that can compare with you, Father. Your people, Lord Jesus. Just be with your people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just open our mics and just lift up our voices and worship the Lord?
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We
Oh,
thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, we
We
thank you.
bless you, mighty God. We
Glory.
praise you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Pamela, thank you very much for covering our leaders. Our next prayer point is going to be for the strength or the will to remain, to stand in position. We might be getting weary. We feel, I guess we might be feeling sometimes that, you know what, I'm calling on God, but I'm not getting any answer. We're getting frustrated. No, it's not the time for us to get weary. The scripture says the darkest time, the darkest hour is just before dawn. And I can share this testimony. I'm not sure if everybody here have heard it, but I've shared it before. One of the things that knocked me back into Jesus the deepest was 2024, when I was doing my paperwork, and I was trying to get my son, and his father decided that he wasn't going to sign the papers so I could get him. And I lived at Jesus' feet. I saw Jesus like I've never seen him before. I experienced him like I've never experienced him before. When I talk about hearing him speak directly, when I talk about going to my bed and having dreams, it was a thing for me to come from church in the evenings and fall asleep and get a vision, and anything that I dream is the same thing that's going to happen. And it got to the point when the Lord said to me, one night I was praying, he said, the battle belongs to me. He said, it's already won. And I stopped and I looked around and I'm like, what, am I alone in another room? And I went back to pray and he said it to me again. He said, the battle has already been won. And it went on when everything started turning upside down. And I didn't see how I would have won. And I began to convince myself. I said, God, you know what? Maybe it's my mind telling me that. It must not have been you. And it went on. I got a deadline from IRCC. And this deadline, I didn't tell my son's father the deadline. In fact, the date that I gave him for the deadline was way before the actual deadline. And you know, God would have had it that on the exact day of the deadline. And this is after I took my son off my paperwork, because at one point, if I didn't take him off and I didn't submit the paper, both our applications would have been rejected. So I had to take him off. And on the exact day of the deadline, he signed the paper and sent it to me. It was never me. It was God.
My God.
And I had
Hallelujah.
To stand up. When I opened the email and I saw it, I had to stand up outside in the parking lot and just start worshiping God.
Oh, Jesus.
The tears started flowing because I'm like, God, yes, it was indeed you.
Yes.
Yeah, we might be in our rut right now and we feel like we don't see a way out.
Jesus.
Is God even hearing us?
No.
But he is.
Yes.
And sometimes we find ourselves in some situation, Bridget, that we can't even take up the phone for call and say, Sister Camille, pray for me. Help me pray. Sometimes you have to get deep down. You have to encourage yourself. You have to press into it.
Yes.
Find a place. Remember, take a look back. Something that God have done for you. Something that he brought you through. And just know that this is no different. If he did it before, he can and he will do it again. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit.
God.
Sister Camille, First Corinthians 16 verse 13 reminds us to be on our guard, to stand firm in faith, to be courageous and be strong. But how do you be strong when life is knocking your left, right, and center? Where am I going to get that strength? When every door and knock, it seemed to close. When every bill due and there's no money to cover them, how am I going to be strong? Sometimes we can't even find the words to pray. You know, a friend of mine reminded me a couple of years ago. Like Paula told us, pray on all occasions, just constantly be praying, because she mentioned what is a prayer bank. Sometimes when you can't find the word, you have to drop back and say, God, you remember that prayer that we made in prayer?
Come
Do
on.
me a big copy for me.
Amen.
That prayer that we made in prayer about that, take a copy for me, God. Sometimes you find yourself in the presence of God and you cannot even pray. There's no words. It's
My
okay to
God.
kneel in silence. It is okay to just kneel down and say, God, me don't know what to say,
Oh,
but I eat
Jesus.
this. All me can do is bend down for my knee. But let us be encouraged that He hasn't forgotten us where we are.
My God.
And it don't matter how pressing the situation seem tonight, Bridging. Be encouraged. And I'm talking to myself while I'm talking to you.
Oh,
Be
God.
encouraged. Our God is not blind. He's not uncaring. He will come true.
Yes.
Sister Camille, can we play the song?
Yeah.
Stay. Yes, please.
Catch it.
Know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord, and I know what time it is, because time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord, and no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound, but I'd give up everything for this treasure I found. I never wanted to give up. So I say, stay. I don't want you to go. Cause my heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I want you to go. Smile. is burning in your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want more.
I want more. Thank you, Jesus.
I want more, mighty God. Jesus. For our next prayer point is going to be for the strength to remain, to stay in position. Elder Edwards, can you cover that for us, please?
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. I am weak, but thou art strong.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Oh, yes, God. Lord.
Jesus, when I walk close to you, Almighty God, then your strength, then your grace, then your mercy, your power, Almighty God, hallelujah, Jesus, rest upon me.
My God, my God.
Tonight, Lord, we thank you for your awesome presence that is with us. We thank you, Holy God, that you are the one who lifts burdens that weigh us down.
Burdens, yes, Lord.
God, that at times, mighty God, want us to feel as if, mighty God, our strength has fail us. But in you, Almighty God, is our hope. In you is our strength. Mighty God, I thank you tonight for your Holy Spirit, which reign among us.
Yes. God, hallelujah.
Tonight, Holy God, Jesus, mighty God, tonight, Lord God, you know the burden, you know the pain, you know the suffering,
Jesus,
you know the longing, you know, Almighty God, everything about us. And tonight, mighty God, I want to put before you prayer portal to Heaven Ministries.
My God, hallelujah.
Mighty God, Jesus. Thus, oh, hallelujah, mighty God, your ministry, mighty God, I pray that we will stand in strength in the name of Jesus. I pray, Holy God, that your Holy Spirit, your sweet, divine Holy Spirit, will locate each member even now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, and you will pour into us your strength, Holy God. Jesus, your word tells us in Corinthians, mighty God, that your grace is sufficient for us because
yes,
your
Lord.
Strength is made perfect in our time of weakness. Tonight,
yes,
God,
Lord.
You have identified each member, each adherent, each person who is attached to us. I pray, God, that you will pour your strength into each of us individually.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, you will pour your strength into us collectively as a ministry. In the name of Jesus, oh God Almighty, that strength, oh God, which will enable us to stand in the name of Jesus, to stand against the wile of the enemy, to stand against fiery dart of the enemy, to stand against the plot and trade and snare of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Your strength, Jesus, your strength, Almighty God, pour it out upon this platform in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God Almighty, we know, mighty God, that the enemy is always on the loose. Mighty God, we know that he works over time. We know, Jesus, that he does
yes,
his
Lord.
Work to the best of his ability. But our strength, Almighty God, will fail us to stand against the wile of the enemy. And tonight, God, I pray for your strength, the strength of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty
yes.
Father, oh God Almighty, enable us to stand physically, enable us to stand spiritually, mighty God, enable us to stand emotionally in the name of Jesus, enable us to stand united in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And tonight, mighty God, as you have empowered us, mighty God, I pray that you will clothe us with your whole arm.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, the helmet of salvation, oh God, the breastplate of righteousness,
yes.
the belt of truth, shod our feet.
Hallelujah.
God,
yes,
with the shoes
yes,
of the gospel in
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we hold the shield of faith and we hold your sword, which is the word
oh,
of
Jesus.
God. We stand on your strength and we know, Almighty God, that you are our real reward and we walk into the enemy's territory in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And to weed out and to plow up and to destroy, mighty
oh,
God,
Jesus.
The plans of the enemy concerning your ministry in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We'll lift up a standard, mighty God. We'll begin to expose some devices in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. We overturn them
yes,
in the name
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
And we know tonight that your ministry must go on.
My
mighty God. Oh God Almighty, Jesus, some chaos and some mayhem and some tickety that the enemy, God Almighty.
Oh my God,
we hold the shield of faith against your ministry, against each member in the name of Jesus. We pray for some open eyes, oh
yes,
God
Lord.
Almighty. Let some scales be removed from some eyes in the name of Jesus. Oh God Almighty, we pray for some discerning spirit to be
yes.
Hallelujah.
Among us in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the name
your
of
strength,
Jesus.
Holy God.
Yes,
your
yes
strength,
Lord.
The
yes.
strength of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
oh, God.
Nazareth,
oh, God. Yes.
You are our balm. You are fighting.
My
for
God.
You
yes.
Us. Still and see the salvation of the Lord. I shall fight for you and you shall hold
peace.
Your peace. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Almighty. Strengthen us in every capacity.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh in God Almighty, and help us to stand in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Stand in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. To stand, oh
yes.
God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
For righteousness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Stand.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Stand for the
my
word
God,
of God.
My God.
To
my
stand.
God. Hallelujah.
Ramas.
Yes, Jesus. Stand.
Jesus. stand in you,
Hallelujah,
Oh
stand in
Jesus,
you,
Hallelujah,
Lord,
Almighty God.
Hallelujah,
Even when the feet
Jesus,
waver, help us to
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh
Jesus, Lord, Jesus,
Mighty God, tonight
Hallelujah,
we thank you, Jesus, that you are our
thank
defense.
you, Jesus,
We thank
Lord,
the Holy God. In you,
Jesus,
Almighty God, there is hope. In you, Almighty
yes.
God, there is victory.
In
Victory over the enemy.
Jesus' name.
Mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know,
Hallelujah.
Holy God, that we will be tested. We know that we will be
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, your word tell us that when you saw Satan, God Almighty, when you said, where have you been? He said he has been running to and fro, reaping havoc. Mighty God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we know that he is still running to and fro,
yes.
Havoc, but we pray, Almighty God, for the shield,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, even that barrier that you have placed around Job. You said,
yes.
Have you considered my servant Job,
Jesus.
Mighty God, because you know that
Oh,
Job was
Jesus. Huh?
And so tonight, God, we stand firm in faith, knowing, Almighty God, that as the trials come, help prayer portal to heaven ministries to stand firm in you in the name of Jesus. Your strength,
Hallelujah.
Your strength, the strength of Jesus Christ,
yes,
your unfailing strength.
Yes,
Holy God, we
yes,
bless your
Lord.
Name tonight as we ask, Almighty God, that you allow us to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, God Almighty, breathe your breath upon us, Jesus. Breathe your name upon this ministry, because we stand in you, we stand firm in you, and we know that it is your strength that will carry
Almighty
us.
Name of
Oh,
Jesus.
God Almighty, your word tells us that the arms of flesh will fail us, and so we know, Almighty God, that's our strength, our physical strength will fail us. But I ask that you strengthen each and every one of us, from the leaders even to the adherents tonight, as we put our hope in you, as we put our trust in you.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus'
name. We
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the mighty,
hallelujah.
Exalted name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It is done in
Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is done. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Receive it, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Receive the fire of Jesus in every soul tonight, every individual. That fire, that flame. Remember your first love.
God.
Remember why you came to him, and let that be enough to cause you to stand, to cause you to remain. Just let it be enough. Now is not the time to fall away. It's not the time to be discouraged.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not the time to let go. Stand, bridging. Hold on. Jesus, mighty God.
Help us, Lord, that even when it wobble, we will find to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Sister Tamaya, if you will allow me. Brethren, I want to say to you that the ministry is under severe attack. Mighty God, and in order for us to become victorious, we have to be praying, we have to be pressing.
Oh, Jesus.
We have to stand firm in the God of our salvation. But we know in whom we live, in whom we stay, and we know that he's fighting for us. And he wears the belt, the undisputed champion. So in him, when he fights for us, mighty God, we are compulsory.
Jesus.
Be praying for the ministry. Be praying for the ministry. Be praying for the ministry. Be praying
oh,
for the
Jesus.
Ministry. Be praying.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Be praying
oh,
Jesus.
For the ministry. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Be praying for
Hallelujah.
The ministry.
Jesus.
The ministry is a fortress. Hallelujah.
Oh, mighty
so be
God.
praying
Jesus.
For the ministry.
Jesus.
Mighty God,
yes, hallelujah.
Praying for the ministry in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Oh,
indeed,
Jesus.
We are under an attack. Indeed. Mm-hmm. And we have to stand mm-hmm. with each other. It requires each and every one of us prayer on
Mighty
the path from every one of us.
Mm-mm.
It don't take one or two person. We are one body.
Yes.
And we have to stand in the gap for each other.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Mm.
Mighty God. Moving right along. Our next prayer point is going to be for our children. You know, we're going to be praying for wisdom for them, because our children are under severe attack. And sometimes it doesn't even matter, or we try to protect them, or protection is limited. Because when they leave our house and enter the school systems, we have little or no control over what takes place there in their commute. And school is about to be resumed shortly. So we're going to ask God to bestow upon them the wisdom, even the same wisdom he gave to Solomon. The wisdom to make right choices. The wisdom to choose the right friends. We're just going to ask God tonight for their protection. And the most important thing, we need our children to be saved. We will not lose our children to the hands of the devil, to the hands of the enemy. So tonight we're going to cover them. The Lord said, suffer the little children to come unto me
mm-hmm.
and forbid them not.
My God.
So we're going to take our children to Calvary tonight.
Hallelujah.
Sister Terry, can you cover her children tonight, please?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed
Hallelujah.
Be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
My
righteous
run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah. When we stand in the name of Jesus, who can stand before us? Tonight we give you thanks, Abba Father. Tonight we give you thanks, excellent God in all the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. We honor you. We lift you up. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that we have the privilege to come to you concerning our lives, concerning our children, concerning our leaders, concerning every situation that governs our lives. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you have a track record of never failing. We thank you, mighty God, hallelujah, that the record is there to show that you care about your children, mighty God.
Yes,
is the way not to suffer them to come unto you, mighty God. You love them. You care about them, mighty God. And so tonight I come in the name of Jesus, not of myself, Lord. I know not what to pray for. I know, mighty God, that is for wisdom. But I ask your Holy Spirit, mighty God, to guide me. Hallelujah. Give me utterance, mighty God, as we come in agreement for all our children, mighty God. You see them. You know them, Lord. You know their homes. You know their families. You know them, oh God Almighty, by their DNA. You know them by their purposes, Lord. You are the one who knitted them and formed them in your own likeness in their mother's womb. Lord, you know the season that we are in concerning our children, mighty God. You know how difficult it is for us to raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father God, you commanded us, oh God, to do it as parents, Lord God Almighty. But because of the temptation, because of the distractions in the world, mighty God. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord God Almighty, it makes it so difficult. Sometimes as parents, we get weary and we don't know what to do, mighty God. Sometimes we worry. Sometimes we are afraid. But we don't have to be afraid because we have a God that we can put our trust in. You, almighty God, know how to take care of them for us. And so tonight we put them in your capable hands, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask you, Abba Father, for wisdom, holy, divine wisdom, mighty God. Wisdom that does comes from you, divine wisdom. Not the wisdom that they learn, oh God Almighty, from their grandparents, oh mighty God. Hallelujah, their parents. But the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, according to your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. The wisdom to make good choices. The wisdom, mighty God, hallelujah, Jesus, to seek you when there's a problem. The wisdom, oh God Almighty, to choose their friends carefully. Wisdom, mighty God, in knowing where to go and where not to go. Wisdom, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, even into what to eat, what to drink. Wisdom, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, in who to talk to and who not to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say we have not because we ask not. Father God, I thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you will anoint our children, Lord God Almighty, with your Holy Spirit. And this wisdom comes through your Holy Spirit. So, Father God, I pray that you will present them, present yourself to them. Present yourself to them, mighty God. All of them individually. Not just the children of the parents of this ministry, but the children all over in our communities, our extended families, Lord. Those of us who are teachers, educators, mighty God. Those of us who interact with children in different capacities, mighty God, the children all over the world. Because, oh Lord God Almighty, their lives depend on it. Their future depend on it, mighty God. When you look, oh God Almighty, and you hear all over the world the children are being hurt, mighty God, the enemy is against them, he's set out, oh God, to hurt them, oh Lord God Almighty. But I pray for divine vigilance for our children, mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you have chosen them. In Psalm 8 verse 2, you say, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Mighty God, the devil knows what our children, their purpose and what they mean to us, Lord. You say they are like an arrow in the hand of the warrior. And so the enemy tries, oh God, to take their minds from early. But we thank you for securing the gateway of their minds, almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you know that we're in the 21st century, mighty God. It's so hard to keep them away from it, mighty God. We don't know what to do. We try the strategies, Lord, but they're just everywhere. So, Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will quicken them on the inside, that even when they begin to look upon things, when they begin to view, to listen things, oh God Almighty, that's contrary to your will for their lives, Lord. Oh God, you will bring a spirit of discomfort unto them, mighty God. Hallelujah. You'll activate their spiritual conscience, Lord. You'll cause them to feel uncomfortable, mighty God. Yes, they have to stop. They have to turn away from it, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Abba Father, oh Lord God Almighty, that even the friends that they have, the existing friends, even now, mighty God, that you will examine them. Examine the friends that they have, mighty God, where they live, their families, oh God, their socialization. And I pray, oh God Almighty, that you will set them apart. Mighty God, you will break up relationships right now that need to be broken up in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, I pray that you will examine the teachers, the caregivers that we're sending our children out to in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
God Almighty, I pray that the light of God that is in them will expose the darkness even in the teachers. God Almighty, I thank you, oh God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't do it by ourselves. So we need your Holy Spirit. Baptize them afresh, Almighty God. Baptize them afresh with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The wisdom to know you, Lord. There are so many deceptive, hallelujah, knowledge that they come to edify our children with. Mighty God, to tell them that there's no God. The way society is teaching them, mighty God, about family and the systems, marriages, mighty God. They are exposed at such an early age, mighty God. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that Lord God Almighty will overtake our children, even in this season, mighty God, in a way that you have never done before. Oh God Almighty, we ask you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to possess them, possess their minds, oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At the beginning of each grade, at the beginning of each level of their lives, I pray that you stand at the gateway, mighty God, and just hold their hands, Abba Father. Keep them, mighty God. Cover them under your blood, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give them boldness to stand, mighty God. Many of them are anointed and they know it. But when they go to school among their friends, they are afraid, oh God Almighty. But I pray for a divine boldness that they will not be afraid to shout the name of Jesus when the Holy Spirit commands them to, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They will not be afraid, oh God Almighty, to stand and testify that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I give you praise. I give you honor. Lord, we really need the wisdom for our children, because when we look at the life of Solomon, he was so anointed, but he lacked wisdom. He also lacked relationship with you, mighty God, that even after several attempts to hurt him, Delilah was able to get, hallelujah, the secret to his strength, because he had no wisdom. We don't want this to happen to our children, Lord God Almighty. We want them to have an eagerness, oh God, for you. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, I thank you for touching them even now. Oh God Almighty, from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. And I believe, oh God Almighty, with all my heart, that as we come in agreement, you are answering. Holy angels are right now on the job, descending and ascending, oh God Almighty, into the homes, oh God Almighty, to touch our children, mighty God, to give them wisdom, mighty God, to give them knowledge, mighty God, to give them understanding, mighty God, to anoint them with the Holy Spirit, almighty God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our hearts, their hearts are in a place to receive you, Lord, and their parents will know and understand, oh God, and caregivers, Lord God Almighty, that as you do it, mighty God, they will be able to help them, oh God, to maintain this anointing. I give you praise, Lord, because we too need wisdom. Because many times, oh God Almighty, the children, they have wisdom, but we don't understand what's going on with them, Lord God Almighty. To teach us wisdom, to understand, Lord, that we don't send our children everywhere. Oh God Almighty, it's not everything that they need, every party. They want to do sleepovers. They want to do this and that. And as parents and caregivers, we allow them to go, mighty God. We allow them, oh God, into territories that they don't belong. So, Father God, we too, as caregivers, need wisdom in the name of Jesus to help them to maintain the wisdom that you gave to them. Hallelujah. Support us, Holy Spirit, because we can't do it by ourselves. And we say thank you that it is done by faith. I believe that it is done. Even right now, it is being done. And we tell you thanks, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. By faith, we receive on behalf of our children, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Terry. Mighty God, I receive that for all our children. I stand in agreement with you, sister. You know, I was here and something came to me. Two questions. The first one is, do we still believe that God can and will
fix whatever it is that we're struggling with.
My God.
Or we're just going through the motions. Are we putting God to the test to say, you know what? You did it for the children of Israel, so you can do it for me. The next question is, do we believe that our praise, our worship can attract the presence of Jesus? Can attract the presence of God?
Jesus.
My God.
At times when we think God seems so far away, is he far away?
My God.
Or are we far away?
God.
Oh God. Jesus.
Are we reaching for him? Jesus. Are we just laid back and allow anything to happen? The scripture says, draw close to God and he will draw close to us. We have to seek him. We have to stop allowing ourselves to become lukewarm.
My God.
We need the Holy Ghost fire. Like Elijah, if it shut up in our bone. Something where we can't contain.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Are we holding ourselves to the presence of God for him to do what he wants to do in us?
My God.
Or we just think he's not capable of doing this anymore. Tonight I heard you, I challenge you, put him to the test. Seek him just one more time.
Yes.
Mighty God. We are moving to our next prayer point, which is going to be breakthrough for our jobs. Because we're well aware that one of the main ways that the enemy tries to frustrate us is by our finances, through our finances, through our jobs. A lot of us, we struggle with supervisors, leaders. We struggle with not being paid our right wage. We struggle with not being paid on time. We struggle with being victimized.
My God.
There is a lot that takes place in our workplace. So tonight we're going to lift it up. We're going to lift up our jobs and our co-workers, you know, for the peace of God to reign in the places where we work. Psalm 90 verse 17 says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. We're going before the presence of the Lord tonight, seeking his favor, that everything our hand touches, that they will prosper, and everywhere our foot trods will be blessed. So for our jobs, Sister Eva, can you cover us with prayer for our jobs? She's not on.
She's not on, sis.
Okay, Sister Candice, are you able to pray for us for our jobs?
Candice, here. Is that who you say, Sister Camille?
Yes, Sister Camille.
Okay.
Sister Charnette, are you available?
Yes, sis. Good night, everyone.
Okay, bless the Lord.
Good night, Sister Charnette. Bless the Lord.
Good night. And your request is again?
We're going to pray for our jobs, you know, peace on our jobs, our finances, our bosses, supervisors, co-workers, just everything pertaining to our jobs.
For the favor of God
today upon us in our places
of work. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. Bless the name of Jesus, our Father, our God, and our Savior. God, as I come before your presence tonight, I thank you that you are still God, that there is none like you, and there is none to come like unto you. Mighty God, I'm grateful for the opportunity, God, that I can take my request to you tonight, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are God who hears, who understands, Almighty God, and you work upon the wings of our prayer. And so,
yes,
mighty
Lord.
God, as I come tonight, Almighty God, with my prayer request, God Almighty, I come, Almighty God, putting, Almighty God, our jobs before you tonight, Almighty
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you see that, Almighty God, your people are working honest bread, Almighty God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, sometimes the enemy step in, Almighty God, and want, Almighty God, to dismantle that. But God Almighty, we come tonight putting your people before you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Almighty God, that you may cover your people on the job, God Almighty. Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter what the job is, Almighty God, you are able to sustain your people, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, and those who are fighting against your children, God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you may lift up a standard, oh God. Let them know that we are a chosen people, Almighty God. We belong to a God who is not dead, God who will fight for us to the very end. And so tonight, Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that wherever, Almighty God, the jobs are tonight, Almighty God, that
yes.
you
Lord.
May go and spot, Almighty God, ahead of us, God Almighty, and that your blood will saturate the area, Almighty God. Whatever equipment or utensils, Almighty God, your people should use, God, I pray that your blood will anoint them, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you may go ahead of us, Almighty God, and set the atmosphere, set the environment, Almighty God. All the negative talks, Almighty God, we cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God, I pray tonight, God, sometimes we have to work among co-workers and bosses, Almighty God, that is very difficult, God Almighty, but I pray that you may work things out in our favor, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray tonight, Almighty God, that whatever negativity they want to come up with, oh God, whatever they want to do to stop our progress, Almighty God, that you may come against that, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, Almighty God, that your people will arise, Almighty God, wherever they go, God, they will be successful. Oh, God Almighty, whatever they pursue,
Hallelujah.
God,
oh, God. Oh.
They will be successful in the name
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Christ of Nazareth. God, we shall not suffer. We shall not beg for bread, Almighty
God,
God, because
God.
Jesus, you are
My
our
God.
Provider. Oh, God, and you will provide the right jobs, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
You will help us to secure our place where we are supposed to be, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God Almighty, I pray that you may locate your children tonight who are in, Almighty God, searching for jobs, Almighty God. I pray that you may provide the right one for them, oh God. Oh God Almighty, and I pray for those who are already in their jobs that you may sustain them, God. Help us, Almighty God, that wherever we go, that our lights may shine, oh God, and we may be true examples and kingdom worshipers and kingdom builders for you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray tonight,
oh,
Almighty God, mighty God, that you may help us, Almighty God, to stand, oh God, wherever we are. It doesn't matter how difficult it is, God, once you place us there, oh God, we shall prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ
Lord.
Of Nazareth. Oh God, you see that your people are working, Almighty God, for honest bread, and I pray,
oh,
Almighty God,
God,
that our financial status, Almighty God, may be stabilized. God, sometimes the enemy wants to come in, Almighty God, and rob us, oh God, I want us to look over the fence, but I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, that you may stabilize the finances of your people, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, help us to stay faithful, help us to stay true to you, Almighty God, and you will work things out for us, oh God, even though it's hard, Almighty God, with you, Almighty God, we can do it, God, with you, we shall make it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Look to you tonight. because we know that you are able. You are able to sustain us wherever we go and wherever we are, Almighty God. And so tonight we call into you, God, for you to sustain us, Almighty God, as we go along the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, some persons are looking to start, Almighty God, school very soon, oh God. And Almighty God, and sometimes it can be rough, Almighty God. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask of you, Almighty God, to carry your people through. Oh God Almighty, carry them through, Almighty God. The education system can be rough, oh God, but you are well able to keep your people. Mighty God of Daniel, cover, Almighty God, the members and the workers of this ministry. Oh God, whatever we put our hands to, oh God, it shall be successful, God. No dirty hands, no dirty money, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, help us, Hallelujah. Almighty God. God Almighty, to be true to this calling and to be true to you, God, and what you provide for us, Almighty God. Songwriter said, "Mommy, Daddy, oh, I will not beg for bread." God Almighty, and tonight we are trusting you. Tonight we are taking you at your word, Almighty God, that you are going to work things out for your people, God. You're going to secure the environment with your blood, with your divine, Almighty God, protection, Almighty God, that wherever our feet trod, Almighty God, you may go ahead of us, Almighty God, and we may walk in victory, God, or we may walk with power and authority, God, because you are there with us. Mighty God, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you may continue to lead your people, Almighty God, as we continue to look to you. Let your will be done in our lives as we continue to trust you, God. The God who provides for the birds and the cattle of this earth, Almighty God, is the same God who will continue to provide for his people. Mighty God, help us, Almighty God, to continue to call upon your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, in spite of what it is, and what you work things out for your people. Mighty God, we thank you tonight. We thank you that we could call upon you, Almighty God, as we continue to leave everything into your hands. Mighty God, and we tell you thanks. In your holy precious name we pray.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister
Sharnay.
God bless you. And we're almost at the end. We're going to do, Sister Camille, we're going to play a part of that song, Healing Greater. And then we're going to be praying for those that are sick amongst us. You know, if we have any prayer requests, we could do that in one. So if you have your prayer requests, you could just send them in the chat or open your mic and say it. And we'll ask. Sister Lim, are you available?
Yes, I am available, Sister Tamaya.
Okay, so we're going to play a part of this song. Then we're going to be praying for those who are sick amongst us. And if we have any prayer requests, we'll ask you to pray for those also. Go ahead, Sister Camille. Thank you.
Be this way. Thought sickness had the final say, but you said not today. You always make a way. Doubt almost robbed my will to pray. Fear told me just accept my fate, but you said not today. Cause you always make a way. And when man could not do it, my God did it for me. He did it for me. And
Sister Lamb.
Yes, Sister Tan.
Yes, we can go ahead. Is there any request in the chat?
Yes, as Sister Pamela asking for prayer for her son, who has a job interview tomorrow, and prayer regarding stable finance for back to school.
Okay.
Okay.
Sister Charnette also is asking for prayer for herself. She's going through a phase of spiritual dryness.
Okay. It is no secret what God can do, what he has done for others, he'll do it for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he'll do it for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. Most righteous and everlasting Father, we come before your presence tonight, mighty God, to honor you and to give you thanks for who you are. Mighty God, as we are gathered here in this fashion, your presence is felt, mighty God.
Oh,
and
God.
So, Father God, you said in your words that we should call upon you and you will answer us and you will show us great and mighty things. So tonight, as we are gathered here, God, we call upon you, healing Jesus, because you're the greatest physician ever walked this world. And so, mighty God, we call upon your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Help us, mighty God, all those that are ailing, God, we pray that you will stretch down your nail-scarred hands and you will touch, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Touch from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Mighty God, we pray that you will undergird your people with strength, God, as they go through this time of sickness. Mighty God,
oh,
Job was your faithful servant, and Lord, you come true for Job. So mighty God, we know that you will come true for your sons and your daughters. So we pray wherever it hurts, God, that you will touch even now, mighty God, you will touch. Normalize every organs in our body, Lord, because you are the greatest physician.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty God, the prayer requests that are coming in, God, we put them before you.
Yes.
Hey, God, we place them at the foot of the cross. Hey, Jesus. And we say, mighty God, touch.
Yes.
Father God, cleanse, wash, mighty God. Whatever the enemy meant for evil, God, we know that you can turn it around for good. And so, God, we place your people before you. Sister Pamela's son, God Almighty, that is going out for an interview, we pray that you will go with him, God. But mighty God, we pray you will go before and you will saturate that place, mighty God. You will touch the interviewers, God, from the crown of your head to the sole of their feet. Mighty God, let when he walk in, mighty God, they say, here comes the Son of God. So mighty God, we pray that you will come true, Lord. Father God, we know that you can do it, mighty God, and you promise to bless every good desire. So we pray that you will touch even now. Mighty God, touch Sister Pamela's finances, God.
In Jesus.
Father God, You know what we are going through,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And so, God, we pray because you are the great provider, that you will provide for her like never before. Help her, God, to come and testify about your goodness, about the provision that you have made for her, God, because you are the great provider.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we place every other request before you. And we pray that you will come true for your people.
Yes.
You Hallelujah. Said some time before we pray that the answer is on its way. So
yes.
God, we pray you will do it again, mighty God. You will do it again, Jesus.
Yes.
Because Father God, there is nothing impossible with you.
My God.
All
Hallelujah.
Things are possible through you, God. So we pray, Lord, that you will come true for your people. Let there be testimony upon testimony. We pray for Sister Shernet, mighty God, and her spiritual dryness. Lord, you are her strength. Strength like
yes,
no
Lord.
Other. Father God, we pray that even now you will come true for her. Come true for her, mighty God. And at the end of the day, Lord, our glory, honor, and praise will be unto your name. So
yes.
we give you honor, Lord, and we give you
yes.
glory, and we give you praise. All glory belongs to you,
yes.
mighty God, as we place you in the highest place tonight,
Jesus,
because you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else as we come to you, almighty God, and we worship at your feet. So we thank you, God, for hearing and answering prayer. We give you all glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
You alone are not worthy.
Amen. Amen. Bless
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
My God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't
God
know about
good.
You, but I have a living hope.
Oh.
I don't care how it looks. The first time we play, I'm going to have a testimony.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I am going to have a testimony.
Mighty God.
My God.
And it's
my
something
God.
Mind-blowing.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise my God will not fail. Your God will not fail.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God will not fail.
Jesus.
My God.
Mighty God. And as we are at the end of our program tonight, you know, it has truly been a blessing. Our prayers are gone up and our answers are on the way.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So at the end of the day, in all things, the scripture says we have to give thanks. So as we're about to close, I am going to be closing off with a prayer of thanksgiving tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Let us approach the throne of grace. Righteous, loving, eternal God, we give you thanks tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Honor, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is amongst us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for every prayer point, almighty God, that we lifted up to you, that you heard, and that your answer, oh God, is on the way. Father, we thank you tonight for each and every individual, almighty God, that you used as a vessel tonight, as a mouthpiece to stand in the gap for us. Almighty God, we pray that you will cover us under your blood,
Jesus.
That you will guide us, that you will protect us, almighty God,
oh, God.
That you will help us to stand, to constantly look to you, mighty God,
mm-hmm.
and that in everything that we do, we'll continue to give you praise, we will continue to give you honor, we will continue to give you glory.
Yes,
Father, we thank you tonight that your word still stands. We thank you that the same God you were then is the same God you are now. Nothing changes. Almighty God, we thank you tonight that we still have access to your throne. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
That your blood still flows and it's the same blood that heals, that delivers, that sustains. Almighty God, we thank you tonight for your many blessings. Almighty God, even though we don't
oh,
see
Jesus.
God, we are thanking you for it.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you
Hallelujah.
For the hope that you have placed in our hearts tonight. A hope
yes,
that cannot
Lord.
And will not fail us. We thank you, Jesus, for entrusting us to carry out this task, oh God, that you have assigned to us.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus, for the difference that we're making in the lives of our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Almighty God, that even though the enemy tries to frustrate us,
Jesus.
We look to you, we turn our
Oh
eyes to
God.
you, God. You will strengthen us in our weakest moments.
Oh God.
Almighty God, we thank you tonight
Thank you.
for everything you've done, everything you're doing now, and all the things that you will do. Father, we lift you up. We will continue to glorify you. We will never allow the enemy to get the upper hand because we know, Almighty God, that victory belongs to you. And we're tapping into your power tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen.
Hallelujah,
Yes,
Jesus.
bless the Lord. Pastor Heather, it's back over to you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus, saints. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let us pray.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And so, Father, we give you thanks for your awesome presence that has been with us tonight. We thank you, O God, for each prayer point
Hallelujah,
that was
Jesus.
lifted up to you. We thank you, Holy God, for your answer.
Yes,
Hallelujah to
Lord.
all these prayer. We bless your name, Jesus. Father God, tonight I surrender to you, your woman servant, O God Almighty, whom you have allowed to lead us through, hallelujah, directions from your Holy Spirit. Indeed, Almighty God, your presence is here with us tonight. And so, Lord, I pray you wrap her up in your fire, wrap her up in your blood. Ah, God Almighty, I pray that you will lift up a standard
Hallelujah.
concerning your daughter in the name of Jesus. Cover her household, cover her children, mighty God, cover her family members, mighty God, far and near, divine coverage, her job, mighty God, cover her, hallelujah, under your blood, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for her willingness to serve. And I pray, mighty God, that you will lift her higher and higher in you. God, we lift up a standard against every whiplash and every backlash that the enemy might want to meter out to her. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Almighty God, for your warriors. Hallelujah. Those whom you have called to lift up prayers, to lift up needs to you. Tonight, we pray for divine coverage in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Deacon Scott, Holy God, whom you have allowed to lead us into a time of devotion. May you water his soul, Almighty God. May you pour into him, Mighty God, that which he has poured out. And may you help him, Almighty God, to be firm, vigilant in you, in the name of Jesus. We pray divine coverage
Hallelujah.
for the entire platform tonight, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray that you will build that edge of protection around us, in the name of Jesus, so that the
Yes, Lord.
teach us. We lift up your name tonight. We lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray, Almighty God, that you will breathe your name upon us. Breathe your breath upon us as a ministry and a soldiers in your kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank
Yes, Lord.
you as we continue to look to you, the hills from whence cometh our help. All of our help cometh from you, Almighty God. And so we bless your sweet and holy name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus' is mighty name. Amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, saints. And as
Amen.
pray, we lift our faith, believing that he will answer us according to his will and purpose in our lives.
Amen.
I just want to leave the word of this song, just this line. It says, "Your goodness I cannot repay." Thank you, Sister Tamaya, for that song. You always make a way. He said, "When men cannot do it, you did it anyway." And so I just want to bless the name of Jesus, the one who looks out for us, provides for us, protects us, the one who is the I am that I am of our lives. In Jesus' name, we bless the name of Jesus. And so
Amen.
I will ask Sister Camille if there's anything she wants to address, any announcement, and then I'll send you off with the benediction in Jesus' name.
Amen. I just want to encourage your platform to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's it. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God bless you.
We bless the name of Jesus. And we meet next week, same time, same place. And we, Deacon Scott, Defenders Bible Study will be on this Saturday with the same link. So we invite you just to share the word of God. You know, the word of God is sharp and powerful, you know. It cuts sometimes, you know, sharper than its word. And so we pray, I pray that we will just allow ourselves to hide the word of God in our hearts. God bless you. Is there anything else? Any leader?
Mm-mm.
Anybody? And I just want to urge us, those of us who are on the platform who have not yet made that conscious decision to let Jesus come into your heart, into your life. I tell you, you are missing out. So I just want to encourage you to make that decision. If there's anyone among us who wants to say yes to Jesus and you want to do so publicly, I just give you that opportunity to just release your mic and just make that commitment now. If you don't want to release your mic, you can reach out to any one of us and we will journey with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We bless the name of Jesus. And so receive tonight's benediction. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I implore us, go make disciples for Christ in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God.